Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Astaghfirullah, Allazi la ilaha illa huwa al hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Bas'al tawbata wal maghfirata wal hidayata innahu at-tawwabur rahim. Wa'fu anna ya kareem. Vahfir lana bi fadlike ya Rahman ya Rahim. Ya Meliki ya Kudüsü ya Hafızı ya Allah. El evveli Allah, el ahiri Allah. El zahiri Allah, el batini Allah. Hayrihi ve şerrihi min Allahu Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike le. Ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Seyyidel Evveline vel Ahirin. Eşverena ya Şefiyel Müzzebin. Bi rahmetike ya Erhamer Rahimin. Allahu Teala fi kitabul aziz. Evzu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Akim es-salate li zululi şemsi ila vesakil leyli ve Kur'an el-fecr. Sadakallahu aziz. Allah-u Teala says in Qur'an-ı Kerim, keep up prayer from the decline of the sun till the darkness of the night, and the recital of the Qur'an at dawn. And Surah Taha, Allah-u Teala says, praise your Lord before rising of the sun and before it is setting, and glorify him during the hours of the night and part of the day. And Surah Hud, Allah Ta'ala says, and keep up prayer at the two ends of the day and the first hours of the night. Tadakallahu al-Azim. The Qur'an al-Kareem does not even clearly give us the times of the prayer. Certainly not the description of how to make one's prayer. So it is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who has brought us as a gift of Allah Ta'ala when he returned from the Miraj, the five times prayer which we do. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Salat is the miraj of my ummah. He says, Salat is the light of my eyes. In a few minutes, we will do Salat in Jamaat, the way we usually do. The other day it dawned to me all of a sudden that I really am not happy at all. Not at all. The way I am doing my prayers. not compared to others, but compared to how I used to do my prayers when I met my Sheikh 40 years ago and started doing my prayers. The difference is enormous. We are told to make our prayers in khushu and wudu. Who knows what is the meaning of khushu and wudu? I asked many people. Some say they didn't know, and some gave me descriptions which didn't convince me at all. I am not satisfied the way I am doing my prayers, which is, I think, of great importance. I don't know about you. Some people came and complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of the same situation. They said that as soon as they start making their prayers, all sorts of unrelated ideas come to their minds. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them some advice and warned them that it was very, very difficult. It's one of the mysteries of Salat, and in fact that which really shows us how important it is, that with the slightest of carelessness, oops, goes away, because all sorts of strange thoughts come in one's mind. In our other activities it doesn't happen. But how is it that in making our salat that it happens to us that the mind goes somewhere else? So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes indeed, it was very difficult to concentrate in one's salat, to be able to finish it without one's mind wandering to other nonsense, Rasulullah said, well, I told you it was difficult. I am going to give my robe as a gift to any of you who could do two rakats of salat without their minds wandering elsewhere. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he was one of the most devout amongst the Ashabi Kiram, said, Ya Rasulullah, permit me to try it. So here is Abu Darda. Rasulullah and the Ashab are standing and watching. Hazrat Abu Darda turned towards the Kaaba, raised his hand, said, Allahu Akbar, and started making two rakats of salat. At the first, Rasulullah intently looking at him. At the second rakat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled. And when Abu Darda finished, he said to Hazrat Abu Darda, what happened in the second rakat? Oh, Rasulullah, said he, in the second rakat it came to my mind that you have two robes, which of them are you going to give it to me? No matter how difficult it is, Ibadullah, we really have to do our best to do our salat properly. The other day, I read the following, which I would like to repeat to you. Hazrat Asim ibn Yusuf, radiallahu anhu, a member of the Ashab Kiram, came to visit his friend, Hazrat Hatim Zahid, radiallahu anhu. And in the course of the conversation, Asim asked to Hatim Zahid, "How is your prayers going? Are you happy the way you are doing your prayers?" And Hazrat Hatim said, "Yes," he said, "I think I am doing it right." "Well, how are you doing your prayers?" said the other. And Hatim Zahid, radiallahu anhu, described how he was making his prayers. So please, let us listen and compare it to the way how we do our prayers. Hazrat Hatim Zahid said, "In my prayers I follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I take ablution even if my ablution is still intact. Then I stand facing the direction of the Kaaba. A long time till I feel my whole body from my toes to the top of my head. Till I feel that I am present and that I am totally aware. And also, although Allah Ta'ala is invisible and unimaginable, I make myself feel that I am in His presence and that He sees my past and my present and my future. What is in my mind and what is in my heart? And I imagine a line from the Kaaba coming straight to my forehead. And I imagine a line coming from Maqam Ibrahim to my chest. And I imagine that I am standing on Sirat al-Mustaqim, which is thinner than hair and sharper than sword. I imagine Jannah to my right and Jahannam to my left and the angel of death standing right behind me. And I imagine that this is the last salat I am doing, that after it I will die and I won't be able to do it again. With this feeling, I raise my two hands and with the back of them, I throw all the thoughts and all the worries of the world behind me, and I say, Allahu Akbar. I recite the Quran al-Kareem, contemplating each word what I am saying. With a total feeling of poverty and need and humbleness, I go to Ruku. And when I prostrate, I turn into dust. And at the end, when I say the kalimah tawheed, La ilaha illallah, I have an overwhelming hope . But when I turn my hand right and left and make salam, I am crushed with the fear that Allah Ta'ala may throw me out of mercy and may abandon me. But each time when I finish my prayers, I feel that I have gained enormous force to enable me to be sincere in life and to be patient with the world. That is how I have been making my prayers that he for the last 30 years. And Hazrat Asim bin Yusuf said that I cannot even imagine what you are describing to me. And he was shedding tears. How seriously do we take our Islam? How seriously do we take our Islam in our lives, in our daily behavior? Depends how seriously we take that salat which we do 5 times a day. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it is supposed to regulate our daily lives, 5 times prayer, that it is supposed to prevent us absolutely from sinning, that it is going to give us the energy and the will to do exactly what Allah Ta'ala wills us to do if we make our prayers like I have just read you. It's hard. But I know from myself that at the beginning there was such hope, there was such strength, there was such wish, and indeed never it would be like what I have described to you. But certainly at the end of each salat I felt somehow something added to me 40 years ago. It was the same feeling when precisely 40 years ago, I went to my first Hajj. The awe and the unbelievable feeling when I saw the Kaaba. Then I went many, many times more, many more Hajjis, and much more Umrahs. Till it became, when I saw the Kaaba, I said, hi. There is a horrible loss in anything which becomes habitual. In eating, you will notice that we don't taste our food anymore because it has become habitual. We don't love our wives anymore because it has become habitual. We don't feel anymore, even if somebody hits us on a baseball bat, because it has become habitual. We have to break habits. But in everything, who cares if we don't taste our food? Who cares? We don't feel pain anymore. But our life in this world and the hereafter depends on certain things, and perhaps one of the most important things which our life in here and the hereafter depends is how to relate to our Maker, how to relate to the one who has created us, who keeps us, who feeds us, who loves us, who directs us, our Lord. And the way to enter through His door is Salah. Yeah. O Lord, bless us with the knowledge of the reality of Islam.
Amen.
Bless us with the feeling of the truth of Islam.
Amen.
Bless us with the love of Rasulullah and the love of Allah Ta'ala.
Amen.
For it is only through love that one would obey only the one which one loves. Ya Rabbi, wake us up from the sleep of heedlessness.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, wake us up from the sleep of heedlessness.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, wake us up from the sleep of heedlessness.
Amen.
For all the sins and the wrong things which we do is not intended, but done in sleep. Ya Rabbi, wake us up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.